You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Hi Earthlings, welcome back to this episode of Tomorrow's World. Stella and I are so excited to bring you our youngest guest yet. As part of the Tuitu Te Ngahere project, we've brought along two students from different schools around Auckland who can't wait to tell you all about their work protecting our Ngahere.
Hello, my name is Rohan Kumar from Konini Primary School. I am in the Year 5 Syndicate. And what we've been learning is how to save the environment, and we've showed photos about it because photos are way more effective than just saying it.
I'm Hazel Rayside from Koldi Park School. I'm in Year 6. So our project is Tuitu Te Ngahere, and we've done like a school production on it. We've had Auckland University help us with it.
So it's been a collaboration between scientists, artists, children, people who care about the forest. What have you learned about the forest and forest health?
We've done lots of the art. So as I said, the production, expressing that we need to care for our environment and take care of our trees.
Absolutely. And why do you think art is so important? Because if you just told people about Koldi Dieback, they might not listen. Why is art so important?
Because if it's art, you're showing it.
Mm.
And if you are just telling it, they don't think it's actually real. So you have to show it. And like I said, it's more effective than just saying it.
Fantastic. And Hazel, I have a question. Why does the environment matter so much as the youth or as people in primary school? What is your message to maybe some of the leaders or maybe the council about the forests?
We need to care for our environment. We need to make sure our trees are healthy, and we need to stop throwing rubbish into the forest. And we need to convince people that they need to be doing that. And we need to find ways to show people that they should be caring for the environment, even the people who don't think they should. We need to find ways to tell them.
And you've already done that. I want to hear a bit more about your production.
So our production was called Journey Through the Stars. So it was about matariki and Māori culture, but it was also about saving our forest from myrtle rust and koldi dieback. And so everyone who was in the audience kind of learnt about koldi dieback and myrtle rust and how they should help.
And do you think that because you did it as a story in a production, people cared about it more? Do you think that helped?
Yes, I do. Because if you do it on a production, people think of it as entertainment. They don't think of it as like, and now you need to do this, blah, 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 blah. They think of it as like having fun. And we also, in our production, we also talked about being the kaitiaki, the guardian of your local forest. So you are protecting your forest, so you need to spread the message to others and tell other people that they need to be careful.
This morning, not only have you been environmental scientists and photographers and production makers, you've also been lecturers. Can you tell us what you did this morning and what you're going to be doing this afternoon as lecturers? What are you lecturing on and how was the experience?
So basically, we took some photos in the Ngahere first. And then when we took some photos in the Ngahere, we went and edited the photos to make it look positive or negative, light or dark. And then after that, we got it set up in Tuitu Te Uru.
Tell us a bit about the art gallery. So you had an art gallery exhibition first in the community. Did you see the art gallery?
Yes, I saw the art gallery. And also, if we had a chance to spread it out to the world more, I would definitely take that, because instead of sharing it in one place, it should be shared around more places so more people can encourage it. Not only the people that live in Te Tirangi and Glen Eden, more people around maybe the whole Auckland or New Zealand.
Absolutely, and you shared it today in a lecture. So what did you tell the students today? You've given two lectures now.
Our key message is to save the environment. We talked about the photos. The first photo is called the Uzo frame from Lachlan Craig. his message is, we need to take care of our forest because it takes care of us, so do not hurt or harm the magnificent trees. Mm-hmm. A photo like that, a title, who made it, and a message, and the photo. And showing it makes it more effective.
Mm-hmm. It does indeed. And I've seen these photos and they are amazing. And so just recently, we've had you at university for the day and you've gone inside a VR experience and it was to go through the Cody Forest. Can you tell us about what you saw and what you did in that?
So in the VR, we were like in the forest for the bit I did. And so there was like a voice going through our headphones and it was telling us about like showing us stuff and they were like, even if the vines go up the Cody can just shed its bark, sending the vines back down and stuff. And then it zoomed into the roots, and I saw, and it was like, there was microbes. It was like, it needs lots of good microbes, but there are some bad microbes, and those bad microbes are Cody dieback.
Absolutely. So you, in the VR experience, went into the tree roots and saw them. And so what you've learnt through this experience, and as well the whole year working with Toy 2, how can we stop Cody dieback and myrtle rust? What should we do?
We should scrub our feet at the stations that should hopefully be in most bushes. And we should scrub our pet's paws and like our hiking sticks and anything like that that touches the ground where the Cody dieback might be in the Cody roots so that we don't spread it to other Cody trees. And so that we stop the spread of Cody dieback and myrtle rust.
And you know, I have been so inspired being in this project with you. I think other adults should also include kids and schools in the projects as well. Do you think it's important that we include, especially in big environmental decisions that are happening, do you think we need to be involved?
Yes.
And why is that?
Because the more people that come help us save the forest makes it better. Because if only Konini School and Curry Pack Schools do it, it's only us doing it, and it's not gonna be fast. It's gonna take about 10, 11 years.
Mm.
But if we get more people to come help us, it can take even shorter. We have a website, keep Cody standing. And if you want more information of Cody dieback and myrtle rust, go to keep Cody standing.
And I think we should hear from our teacher as well.
Hi everyone, my name's Anaufe Au. I am a Year 5-6 teacher at Cody Park School on the North Shore.
Amazing, thank you. And so you've been part of this project. If you give an overview, what has the experience been like and how important has it been to combine, you know, science and arts all together with the kids as well?
Okay, part of teaching is looking for ways to make learning more fun for the kids. It's also being smart about integrating a whole lot of the curriculum because everyone knows when they go into teaching that it's very loaded and there's not enough time to teach everything. So learning about science through the arts, like the kids have been talking about, has been quite effective in spreading the message, a bit more fun for the kids, a bit more meaningful for them as well if they're hands-on, actively involved in the learning process. So yeah, it's been good that way for them. So we've done it through arts, we've done it through technology as well. So a bit of everything, really.
What has been the key takeaway for you through the experience?
Through the experience, just being amazed by what kids actually do know, the background knowledge that they have, the different influences they have in their own personal lives, how meaningful it is to them because they are actually interacting, especially from our two schools. They both plotted around bush area, so they're always in the bushes at our school. Our school name is Cody Park, so it's there's a local park close to our school that's closed off because of Cody dieback. So part of the learning process was that we organised through the university to get people from the council in because the kids wanted to ask the question of why it was closed, because it just suddenly got closed, but there wasn't any consultation or any information in the community. So kids wanted to know why it was closed and the process involved in actually getting it opened again. So that's like, it brings in letter writing. So it's a whole lot of, interviewing and asking questions. So I think they've done really well. It's prepared them a lot for actually coming here and interacting with adults and presenting and talking to people that they've never met.
Imagine it's in about 20 years time, because our radio show that Stella and I do is called Tomorrow's World. We talk about in the future what things are going to be like. What is your goal, I guess, for 20 years time for Tomorrow's World, for the health of our forest?
My goal would probably be like all the invasive species and stuff that is in New Zealand, hopefully all gone, but maybe most of it gone. And then also everyone paying attention, so everyone scrubbing their shoes and stuff so that our forests can remain for a long time.
The message always needs to be spread, because if it doesn't get spread, nothing will happen. Only we will do it. But if the message spreads to other people, more people will do it. And if you're listening, share it to your family, share it to your friends, share it to everyone you know.
So the idea is spread the message, don't spread Cody Diabat.
That was Tomorrow's World with Isla and Stella as they speak to the students from the Toitū Te Nahiri, the Arts in Schools project.
Looks like everything's going to be all right.
Tomorrow's World with Isla Christensen and Stella Huggins on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.